kitty purr, kitty purr, sweet. You got a purr, kitty purr, kitty purr, kitty purr, sweet. Come along with the kitten and learn the tomcat feet. You got a purr, kitty, purr, kitty, purr, kitty, purr, sweet. You got a purr, kitty, purr, kitty, purr, kitty, purr, sweet. Come along with me, kitten, and learn the tomcat
museum before. Wow. Does he ever look strange?
That's Edgar Allan Poe.
What's he putting in his nose?
Once upon a midnight dreary. Oh, wow. Yeah. While I pondered, mumbled bleary. That's no good. While I pondered weak and weary.
Hi there. I'm George Washington.
I've got the biggest hemp plantation in Virginia. Can I offer you a taste?
Dr. Watson, I can tell from the simple clues that this syringe was filled with, yes.
Who's this one?
It's Sigmund Freud. Hey, look.
This cocaine is driving me crazy. It's driving me crazy. I'm going crazy with the cocaine. Oh.
Bring a bunch of hot dogs, bring a bunch of rolls, bring the small hibachi, bring a bag of coals, bring a jar of mustard, the kind that isn't strong, but most important, don't forget to bring your love along. Don't forget, baby, baby, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget, baby, baby, don't forget, don't forget, most of all, baby, baby, don't forget to bring your love along. Bring potato salad, bring the sauerkraut, bring some beer and pretzels, don't leave nothing out. Bring the record player to play our favorite song, but most important, don't forget to bring your love along. Don't forget, baby, baby, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget, baby, baby, don't forget, don't forget, most of all, baby, baby, don't forget to bring your love along. Check, check, check out the tires, check, check, check out the
The Y is check, check, check out the motor. Don't forget the mail. Check, check, check out the front door. Check, check, check out the back door. Let's get moving. Oh, what a day. Bring some cheese and crackers, wine for you and me. We'll roll out the blanket, spread it neath the tree. Bring that old umbrella, the weather may go wrong. But most important, don't forget you bring your love along. Don't forget, baby, baby, don't forget, don't forget. Don't forget, baby, baby, don't forget, don't forget. Most of all, baby, baby, don't forget to bring your love along.
On the ground.
the only girl in town. Oh, there were 13 men and me, the only girl in town. And as funny as it may be, the one and only girl in town was me. A 13 man and me, the only girl in town. There were two men every morning, seeing that I was well fed. And believe you me, one sweetened my tea while the other one buttered my bread. Two men giving me oil wells, two men giving me gold. And another sweet thing bought me a diamond ring about the 40 carats I am told. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. There were 13 men and me, the only gal around. It was something I can't forget, 'cause I think of those 13 gentlemen yet. 13 men and me, the only gal around. Well, there were three guys dancing the mambo, three guys balling the jack, and all the rest really did their best. Boy, Shirley was a lively pack. Oh, 13 men and me, the only gal in town. There were 13 men and me, the only gal around. Though she won't tell you where she's been, 'cause it was just a dream, I hope I dream again. A 13 man and me, the only gal around. There were 13 men and me around. There were 13 men and me, the only living
gal. Hey man, you hear that honking? That's a diesel train. Honk, honk. Listen to that. Oh boy, I'll see you later, huh? So long, kid. When I hear the honking of the diesel train, I'm leaving. Honk, honk. When I hear the honking of the diesel train, I'm leaving. Honk, honk. Goodbye, Bill, and goodbye, Joe. Along with everything that used to worry me so, I'll ride around the world and find a pretty girl and tell her that I love her so. When I hear the honking of the diesel train, I'm leaving. Honk, honk. When I hear the honking of the diesel train, I'm gone, real gone. I'm gonna pack my things and grab my grip and climb aboard a diesel for a long, long trip. When I hear the honking of the diesel train. Hey, when I hear the honking of the diesel train, I'm leaving. Honk, honk. When I hear the honking of that diesel train, man, I'm gone. Honk, honk. Goodbye, Bill, and so long, Joe. Along with everything that used to worry me so, I'm gonna ride around the world and find a pretty girl, and I tell her that I love her so. When I hear the honking of the diesel train, I'm leaving. Honk, honk. When I hear the honking of the diesel train, I'm gone. Man, I'm plenty gone. I'm gonna pack my things and grab my grip and climb aboard a diesel for a long, long trip. When I hear the honking of the diesel train, pretty mama, when I hear the honking of the diesel train. Oh, oh, so long, boy, I'm gone.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thanks so much for all the help on the free association tonight. I think that was a lovely one. I hope you did, too. Now I gotta remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And now I gotta start the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We thank, the way we do, Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance. And we start off with the initial radio obituary for Arthur Bunny Robinson from the duo Bunny and Scully, the R&B-inspired act from Trenchtown, Jamaica. Arthur Bunny Robinson just passed away at 81. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The post-initial radio obituary is for Quinn O'Hara. She was a Scottish-born actress, but American. Starred in movies such as A Swingin' Summer and The Ghost in the Invisible Bikini. The Ghost in the Invisible Bikini. She was crowned Miss Scotland in the early 60s in the Miss International Beauty Congress, which led her to be introduced by photographer Jean Lester to Fabian, with whom she was an item for many a year in the 60s. In 69, she was chosen on the dating game and got to go on a chaperone trip to Nepal. These are the things that show up in some people's stories. Quinn O'Hara just passed away at 76. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Come on, drink it. Please. You are a stubborn one, aren't you? Well, I'll take care of that. Be indifferent to me. Don't think you're not falling for me. You're standing right on the brink of something bigger than you think. Don't try to fight it, baby. Taking to paradise. You know it's bigger than both of us. You'll see I'm a girl you can trust. You're gonna know how it feels. You're falling head over heels.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a little ahead of myself there on that one. My apologies. The next radio obituary is for Delbert Cigar Daisy. He was an American woodfowl carver. Waterfowl, I'm sorry. Waterfowl wood carver. An American waterfowl wood carver and decoy maker. He carved about 1,900 ducks in his time, generally using cork or wood as his medium, although he started in balsa wood. Delbert Cigar Daisy just passed away at 89. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
In a few of your spare moments, this record will help you master the coveted art of calling ducks with a duck call. Your instructor believes that knowing what to say and when is more important than how you say it. We'll confine our instructions to the calling of mallards, because others of the puddler class, pintails, baldpates, godwells, teal, and broadbills, respond consistently well to mallard calling. Let's pick up a duck call and place the end of the call firmly in the fork between the thumb and first finger of the hand, so that the end of the call rests against the center palm of the hand. Now, place the mouthpiece in your mouth with the lips partly covering the end, and blow these words, cack, 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 cack. It is helped and controlled by the tongue and the lips, with the breath coming from as deep down in the chest as possible and exerting a strong breath pressure against the palm. That, of course, is just the elementary procedure in making the key tone of the various calls which make up the wild duck language, and sounds like this when applied to the duck call. Now suppose we start off and give you the first of the three essential calls in the correct sequence, used in working a flock of ducks off quite a distance, clear to the point of settling them down in the decoys. Each call will be given twice for clarification. However, in actually working a flock of ducks, each call should be repeated as often as necessary, as indicated by the reaction of the ducks. Now, the first call to use is the long call or greeting call, and should be made only to ducks at quite some distance away, but should never be given when the ducks are in close. The second and next call to use will be the come on in or come on back call, which is given when the ducks are about 200 yards off and coming toward the decoys, or immediately after they passed over you and going away. Note carefully the full-voiced quacks of this call that ducks always make on water when they're happy and neighborly, like this. Now, the third and last call to use is the feeding chuckle when the ducks are in close. It's the confidential chatter of a hen mallard mixed with an occasional optimistic quack, 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 and is the most seductive call of all. It is made with the help of the tongue as you blow the words ticket, 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 softly and very rapidly like this. Now, if you will please turn to part two on the other side of this record, we will take you with us in a duck flying.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Clive Brooks, the drummer best known for his work in the English progressive rock band Egg, but he was also in Liar, Uriel, and the Groundhogs. Clive Brooks just passed away at 67. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm waiting for someone.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Bruce Hampton, more commonly known as Colonel Bruce Hampton, the bluesy avant-garde guitarist, whose first band of note was the rock blues outfit Hampton Grease Band. Their first album, Music to Eat, was released by Columbia Records in 71, and although it was never publicly proven one way or another, legend has it that it was the second worst-selling album in Columbia Records history, barely nudged out by an unknown yoga album. True or not, they left Columbia, went on to find a more fitting home with Frank Zappa's Bizarre Records before calling it quits in 1973. He went on to perform solo and with various other bands until just last week. Colonel Bruce Hampton just passed away at 70. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Never relaxed. Remote past, sensory time. Squatting no more, panic time. Fix weave, trample swiftly, process decree, ha 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 ha. Celtic annoyance, Celtic annoyance, Celtic annoyance.
This is the log of an epic voyage. Here from the ship's tape recorder are the actual voices and sounds of the greatest navigational feat in this century. A voyage that cut 5,000 miles off the sea route from Asia to Europe and gave the United States and its allies naval supremacy at the top of the world. For 500 years, bold men have attempted to break through the polar ice to open a Northwest Passage. Men like Henry Hudson, Sebastian Cabot, Sir Francis Drake. The bones of 1,000 mariners are lost in the ancient ice, the black deeps of the Arctic Sea. This is what it is like to go on a flight beneath the pole in an undersea spaceship. Bouncing off the floor of the sea, the solar ping is the song of the submarine. The captain is a modest mariner from the hills of Tennessee, Admiral Gregory Thomas Wilson.
I was brought into discussion of the possibility of making a transpolar voyage in Janvier of this year. We made preliminary voyages under the ice last September. On the maximum penetration, she reached a point within 180 miles from the pole. We had great difficulties, but we learned a lot. I was told to prepare in secrecy for a possible transpolar voyage.
He forgets to tell about the near trapping at the Arctic wasteland where Eskimos gave him some gas.
We departed the island on the 28th of July.
An ultimate radio obituary is for John M. Shiflett, the American jazz musician, player of the double bass. He was also an arranger, educator, and had his last teaching job at San Jose State University. San Jose State University. That didn't sound right at all to me. When he was at Iowa State, he was the big band and jazz combo leader at the college, at the university, appearing in many festivals. And he went on to play in several notable acts, including playing with Frankie Avalon, the Ringling Brothers, and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Played with Dinah Shore, Mel Torme, Jerry Lewis, Dionne Warwick, and the Smothers Brothers. John Shiflett just passed away at 64. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the ultimate radio obituary is for David Pell, the American jazz saxophonist and band leader, who's best known for leading his own cool jazz octet in the 1950s. Back in the 40s, though, he played on Bob Crosby's radio show, starting in 1946, and he was also a member of Les Brown's band from 47 through 55. David Pell just passed away at 92. It's the ultimate radio obituary with one of those songs right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Everything's all right, yeah. come and tell me everything is still all right. Oh, yes, I do. They tell me when you tell somebody your troubles, trouble fly away from you. I'm looking for somebody. I can tell my troubles too. Why won't somebody come and ease my troubling mind? Somebody would come and ease my troubling mind. Oh,
just about wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank, and also the ultimate radio obituary for Dave Pell. One final tune to go out on. Not sure if we're handing you over to somebody else or if you're going to the WMFO Freeform Automatron. We'll find out in a matter of minutes, I can tell. But we'll be right back here next week with more Bubbles in the Think Tank for your stick-shaking action. Like I said, just the one more to go out on. And otherwise, you just need to hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you can entertain me. Please entertain me during the week. And then right back here on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.